Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited because our good buddy Chad Moutre is back on the show. That's right. I know. You're excited too. Chad's back. 12-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, those wild and wacky guys over there at NAMM, right? And Chad and I have known each other a long time, back all the way back to when he was with the SBA, and he's been a great resource for us on this show ever since, and a good friend, too. He's our buddy, Chad Moutre. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I don't know if I've ever been called wild and wacky.
You guys over at NAMM, especially you economists over at NAMM, you wild and wacky guys.
We are the craziest, I think.
So we need a manufacturing report. Before we get into the policy issues, which you and I are going to discuss, and I'm all riled up. I'm on my soapbox about them, and I know you are too. Let's talk about, we need a manufacturing report because Chad, third quarter results just came out for the GDP in America this year. Not good.
So yeah, we're going to be getting GDP numbers here shortly, and I'm expecting a number around 1.5% to 1.7%
for the third quarter
GDP. So that's down from 3.9% the previous quarter, and I think when you look at manufacturing, it's a large part of why we've had such a soft quarter. I mean, you look at where we were at this time last year, production was up, sales were up. I think people came into this year with an awful lot of optimism that this was maybe going to be the year we had traction, although we've heard that before. Really what manufacturers have hit is really just a number of pretty significant headwinds, primarily the strong dollar, weakness abroad, and those two together combined to reduce exports between 4 and 5% so far this year for manufactured goods. And then you add to that the fact that energy prices are so low, and you're seeing, the energy sector of the U.S. really go through some tough times, and a lot of manufacturers are tied up in the supply chain for that.
Isn't energy one of the most interesting industries? Because as energy prices go down, it's good for the consumer, but it's bad for a major industry and a major chunk out of our GDP, out of our economy.
Well, a large part of the manufacturing renaissance that we've had since the recession has been related to energy. We have a newfound energy abundance in North America, and manufacturers have really been able to capitalize on that. And what we're seeing now is kind of the reverse of that a little bit. You certainly go into the energy belt, and you would expect tough times, but you talk to manufacturers even in the Midwest or in the Southeast where you are, and they also are hurting because they supply to the energy sector. And so, then you add to that kind of the double whammy. If you talk to folks in the metals sector, not only are they getting hurt by the energy pullback,
especially aluminum,
but there's an overabundance or an oversupply of materials coming out of China, and so you're seeing commodity prices pretty low too. And so this is certainly a tough time. I'm not saying that manufacturing is in a recession, although you hear that phrase out there occasionally. I think, manufacturers are growing. We're just not growing as fast as we like. Manufacturing production, we're going to get new numbers on that shortly, but we were growing, roughly 4.5% year over year. In January today, it's around 1.4% year over year. So
we've seen
a deceleration of growth, basically.
What I think I'm seeing, which is a replacement of big corporate manufacturing jobs with smaller regional manufacturing jobs? Is that a trend, or am I overthinking what I'm seeing?
Well, as you said earlier, I used to be at the SBA, and I think one of the things that is pretty consistent, really, year in and year out, is that the majority of your net new job creation comes from smaller manufacturers and smaller businesses overall. Although, I unlike when I was at the SBA, I'll couple it with large business. A lot of the business that small and medium-sized manufacturers get come from the partnerships that they have with larger manufacturers. And so there is much more synergies there than I think sometimes
we like this. Is that a nice way to not agree with me, or are you just refusing to say I'm right? Which one are you doing there, Chad? Which one is it?
I guess I'm trying to have it both.
It was a simple question, Chad.
In general, yes, the net new job creation does, as you know, come from small and medium sized businesses. So that's still true.
All right, there you go. So NAM.org, right?
NAM.org, yes.
So, folks, one of the things, and when Chad said a lot of people thought that 2015 was going to be the emerging year for the economy, I'm sorry to tell you, and if you go back and look at, I never did. It's one of the reasons why I predicted the Fed would not raise rates in 2015. I never saw it coming, and one of the reasons was because I believed there would be an increasing assault of anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington. And that's what's happened, and that's what we're going to talk about after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.